It is time for our weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Raising fruit on the Great Plains is certainly no easy task. Just getting the trees to an age where they can produce fruit is formidable. Then there's the issue of insects, dry summers, western winds, and late freezes to contend with. And if you hit one of those rare years when everything seems to go right, you can be inundated with hundreds of measly little peaches, apples, or pears that have to be culled out in order to get fruit to a usable size. And, of course, harvest and processing can mean late nights, early mornings, a hot kitchen, and a sticky stove to ultimately contend with. But fresh homegrown fruit is such a treat, and often a rarity, that I really can't complain about the work it takes to produce such special produce. In my salad days, when I was young and green and inexperienced, I insisted on planting an orchard that consisted of several varieties of apples, peaches, some plums, apricots, a couple of pear trees, and both sweet and sour cherry trees. The plums, apricots, and sweet cherries have been poor producers because they really shouldn't have been here in the land of late frosts in the first place. But the sour cherries, or pie cherries, as they are sometimes called, have been the most reliable producers in the whole orchard. Every year we seem to have lots of pie cherries, and every year I wind up picking a mighty harvest for pies, jams, jellies, and a wonderful meat sauce called cherry conserve. And thus the processing begins. But when it comes to putting up cherries, I have the genius of German engineering to help shorten my work time. Years ago, my parents ran a wonderful drugstore in our little town that was the go-to place for anything you might need. And when it came to needing to remove the pits from mountains of cherries, there was the Kernemat der Schnelle Doppel Entkerner. This mechanical thingamajig is a metal and plastic contraption that suctions onto your kitchen counter and presents a machine with an angled tray, a plunger that pushes sharp prongs into the cherries and ejects the pits into two little side trays before rolling the pitted cherries down a metal ramp and into your measuring bowl. If you want to get a look at this little wonder, you can go to our website at hppr.org. Or contact me, and I'll send you a photo. Though the cherries are processed only two at a time, it's amazing how quickly the task gets done when you get into the rhythm of the rolling fruit and the plunging prongs. I don't know when the Kernemat was first produced, or if it is still on the market, but the one I purchased from the family store some 45 years ago is still going strong, with easy assembly, few moving parts, and cleanup that's a snap. I'm sure it was first produced after World War II and before the Berlin Wall came down, as the small print on the box says, made in Western Germany. And the graphics and colors on the box look to me like it might have been a product of the fabulous 50s. In any case, I can't imagine pitting all those cherries without my Kernemat. So I treat it with respect and care and keep it on a storage shelf next to a metal ravioli-making machine from my husband's side of the family and a single-levered lime squeezer from my parents' soda fountain. Add to that the machine from Italy that peels and seeds tomatoes, a four-sided campfire toaster, and an old-fashioned hand-crank ice cream freezer, and I'll soon have the makings of a culinary antique store. Sometimes, but not always, the old ways are still the best ways.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Cindy Talley.